This is the moment. The FBI blew up suspicious items found at a storage unit outside Philadelphia. Investigators say they contained explosive residue and were linked to the two teens charged with attempting to carry out an ISIS-inspired attack in New York. One of the teens seen here hurling a homemade bomb that tested positive for the explosive TATP. Police say a second device the teen ignited before running down the sidewalk and leaping over a police barrier was also a potentially viable explosive.
We were fortunate that the devices used this weekend did not cause the kind of harm that they were certainly capable of causing.
Federal prosecutors say the teens made statements referring to ISIS, and when an investigator asked one of them if he wanted to accomplish something like the Boston Marathon bombing, he replied, no, even bigger. It was only three deaths.
How worrying is it that a couple of guys from Bucks County can just drive into Manhattan with potentially viable devices?
Some individuals will mobilize to violence without tripping the wires that we extensively set.
The attempted attack left the NYPD on edge. Today, the bomb squad spent more than an hour investigating a suspicious item near the mayor's residence.
That item turned out to be harmless, David, but the NYPD is taking no chances. The two teens are being held tonight on a terrorism charge.